EP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At the G20 summit, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and President Biden are pressing leaders to maintain pressure on Russia. Charles Deledesma reports Zelensky also spoke of the liberation of Kherson.
Speaking via video link, Volodymyr Zelensky called Ukraine's retaking of Kherson reminiscent of many battles in the past, which became turning points, for example, D-Day, the landing of the Allies in Normandy. He adds, D-Day was not yet a final point in the fight against evil, but it had already determined the entire further course of events. This is exactly what we Ukrainians are feeling now. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The latest race calls from the midterms have Republicans on the cusp of retaking control of the House. They're just one victory shy of the 218 seats needed for a majority. Former President Trump is preparing to launch his third campaign for the White House, the announcement expected at 9 p.m. Eastern from his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence has given his first interview about the January 6th insurrection. Donna Warder has the story.
In an ABC exclusive interview with World News Tonight anchor David Muir, the former vice president says he made it clear to President Donald Trump that he did not have the authority to overturn the result of the presidential election. Pence was asked about a tweet from Trump that said Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done.
The president's words were reckless, and his actions were reckless. The president's words that day at the rally endangered me and my family and everyone at the Capitol building.
And Pence was asked if Trump should ever be president again.
I think that's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future.
I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. The wife of California's governor has testified in the rape trial of Harvey Weinstein. Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
It didn't take long for Jennifer Siegel Newsom to burst into tears on the stand as she became the fourth person to testify against the disgraced movie mogul. Her account, similar to those given by other women, that she met Weinstein at an industry event, he was charming, showed interest in her career, then asked her to his hotel suite. She says when he emerged with nothing on but a robe and began groping her while he fondled himself, she was horrified and felt like she was just a blow-up doll. Noting her emotion on the stand on cross-examination, Weinstein's attorney suggested Siegel Newsom had nearly two decades to work on her account. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Paul Haggis has had more financial penalties slapped on him after a jury ruled last week that he raped a publicist nearly a decade ago. The tab now $10 million. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.